But you and I, as we think about this lesson this morning, are eternal beings. Although born separated from God, we have been rescued by His love and grace. He paid the price for our sins, something we were totally incapable of ever accomplishing by ourselves. You and I have been given the precious choice of loving and obeying God and accepting His offer of salvation provided by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. That's what gives us hope in our Christian life. And when we look at the love of God, asking His Son to die on the cross was the ultimate price that He paid to give us hope. And Christ fulfilling that, what His Father had asked Him, was also the ultimate. But to think about all the other things God gives us, a good life, a good home, Christian brothers and sisters, a church where we can assemble ourselves together and share in our joys and happiness as well as our problems and trials and help have the help to work us through them things. But just because we are eternal beings does not mean that we all have the same eternal destination. The choice you make now concerning Jesus Christ determines where you will spend eternity. Your eternal destiny isn't a matter of buying, trading, or making promises. It's not even a matter of being good or doing good. It is acknowledging your need and trusting the one who can meet that need. Your life will not end when you take your last breath on this earth. It will continue. But the question is, where? Heaven or hell? God wants to begin that relationship with you now if you have not accepted Jesus Christ. God wants to begin a relationship and help you prepare for that eternity. What will be your choice? That choice is yours. God gives you that choice. If you haven't accepted Him, His Son, He wants you to do that today. We want to remember that life is fragile and none of us is promised tomorrow. I was thinking about that. How many people I work with that's in their 80s and still doing just fine? And then I think about the ones who retired, say at 60 to 62, 63, and only had a year or two of retirement to enjoy. Life is fragile. God does not promise us tomorrow. The prophet Isaiah reminds us that we are like grass. All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. Isaiah 46 through 8. Again, this month reminds us that life as we experience it now is for a moment. And we have been given a choice that determines our destiny, our eternity. Heaven or hell? Heaven with our loving and forgiving God, or hell with the devil and his angels? The choice is yours this morning as we stand and sing our invitation song. We encourage you to come forward if you have need.